Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Nintendo Fadboys. It's this time it's episode 72, and we now know it's episode 72. Everything has been cleared up. Today I have Jared here, the former executive director of Project COE, soon to be again. He's working his way up hard to come back to that position.
That's right. Don't forget it.
We'll have the board approve it soon, but we're not there yet. So what's up?
No, nothing. Absolutely nothing. I've just been working like a lunatic, which is, you know, it's the norm. It's what I do. Like, and then this guy, he's sending me texts, and I'm like, I'm on with like the provost. I'm on with all these people, and he's like, "Hey, asshole! Like, where are you? What are you doing?" And I'm presenting, yeah. And my phone's just, and they're like, "What is going on?" I'm like, "Don't worry, it's a desperate guy who's just." Trying to get a hold of me.
Well, I have to be careful with you because you've disappeared in the past. So
yeah, but I'm not just, Tim. I won't like stand you up here after telling you 10 minutes ago, hey, we're meeting in 10 minutes and then.
Yeah, well, I was sending you nice pics all morning and you weren't responding. So I was pretty sure either you were going to do a Jared or you were dead. So one or the other.
Yes, I had died. It was horrific.
So we have a show for you. It's been a week since the last one. It's a record. I'm not sure how long this will be because I only have one subject plus further impressions. Sometimes Jared talks for a while. Sometimes he doesn't. Sometimes he's shy. We'll see today what Jared we get. But the big news obviously was revealed yesterday that Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild 2, which is actually not even the official title yet. There's not even a title for this game. Has been delayed to spring 2023, I believe. If you've listened to the podcast last week, I actually told you all that, so I will claim victory on this. But I think pretty much everybody knew that this game was not coming out this year. There's almost no information still. Spoiler alert, it probably won't come out in spring either of next year. I'm expecting it to be more of a holiday release. We shall see. But yeah, so what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I was just so shocked. It was the most shocking news ever. No, honestly, I think, I don't think anyone in the world is shocked by this. What I texted you, I was sort of like, I mean, you're right. I know you keep saying like, you know, there's not going to be like, you know, Switch 2, the revenge. Coming out like anytime soon because it's like printing money. And I totally get that. Like I do. I totally, totally get that. It's just if we look back over the last, and I can't believe I'm even going to say this, but when did Twilight Princess get released? What year was that?
That's the Wii. So I don't know. I don't know, man.
Like, because I think whatever honestly, the Wii I think launched, it's like 15 years ago or something.
Yeah, it's whatever whenever the Wii launched. So.
Let's see here. I'll
because the Wii U was 2012.
Wow, so, man, 2006, November 2006. So it's actually 16 years. So like basically, with the exception, correct me if I'm wrong. It was only Skyward Sword, right? That remained like what was released for one platform, or am I missing something? Like from the console releases, not obviously portables or anything like that. I all the others like
since
the other
Twilight Princess, yeah, I believe you're right. Because there's only been two. There's only been Skyward Sword.
Yeah, that's right. You're right.
Breath of the Wild.
Yeah. You're right. So anyways, I don't know. So like part of me is like, well, I mean, Christ, like that's a good, they got a good thing going there, you know, like it obviously worked, but you're right. I think you're right that I don't know if the next machine's going to be out like to coincide with the release of this. And honestly, like the fact that like it's essentially printing money, so for people that don't know what the hell am I, like I'm not even speaking English here. What I'm trying to say is like, will it be released on the current essentially hardware, or are they going to do like a dual release? But if they did a dual release, that's where it's like, will there even be like the next gen Nintendo machine next year? And like Steven's been saying forever, like he doubts it. And even me, I doubt it. When you look at the sales and you look at like how much like they're still selling, it's like, I don't know, like, and especially considering this current, I don't even know what gen we're in, gen 9, gen 10, whatever the hell it is. Like, you can't go to a store and buy an Xbox or a PlayStation. Like, you just, you can't do that. And so I think this gen is going to be truly screwed up. Like, I think it's going to be extended by like two years at least, because like I can't imagine Microsoft or Sony being like, oh yeah, let's go, you know, like let's ramp up for like next gen, when you can't even walk into your local store and purchase like a console. Like we've never seen anything like this before, where even the Switch, to be honest, it's not like if I go downtown here and I go into like Best Buy, like, yeah, they'll probably have like an OLED or something like that, but it's not like they're going to have like 50 of them. Whereas years ago, like before the pandemic, like you would have had machines coming out of your butt, you know, like they would have been everywhere. And it's like, it's truly like a worldwide chip shortage. And so what I'm saying is like, I think the machines are going to last longer now. I think this generation there is going to last longer. And maybe I'm on drugs, maybe not, but I just don't see the urgency of releasing new hardware. And even I was shocked when, I don't know if you heard about this, you probably did, like Sony announced, what was it, VR2 or something like that. And I just think it's ridiculous right now, because like they're talking like, oh well, they're already expecting it to be like massive shortages, like stores will get like half a unit, not a full unit. like it's just, I think right now, until the world gets like sort of back up into some semblance of normalcy, I think releasing hardware right now is just stupid, because like you just can't get it. Anyway, that's it. That's all I'm saying about that.
But the last generation before lasted 7 years. I believe that PlayStation 4 and Xbox One were released in 2013, and then the PlayStation 5 in 2020, right? So that would make 7 years, if I do the math correctly.
And well, I think that's probably realistic, right?
Like, even before that, the PS3 and Xbox 360, didn't they last 8 years?
They were the longest, if I'm not mistaken.
And then 7 years, so it's no longer 5 year circle.
Yeah, you're right.
So it's been a while now, but what most people always point out with the Switch is that the technology in the Switch is already like two generations behind. So they're thinking that Nintendo has to release something new for current games to maintain, or whatever you want, like for third parties to keep porting stuff towards the Switch.
But do they need to?
That's just it. Right now, there's not necessarily, like, I assume, like, we've mentioned the sales last week of the Nintendo games. Like, they're, like, even on PlayStation 4, which sold a lot, and, like, I don't think first-party games were selling 40 million copies on that. Yeah, so it's just, like, Nintendo has a system that has over 100 million, I believe.
Yep.
Current users. So if you would to start all over again, like you can't sell 40 million games on a new system. You need to eventually get to that. So I think they're in no rush right now. The Switch is still selling, and obviously software will move more hardware. And they still have Pokemon is still a yearly series for the most part. So they still have those games that are going to come out this year. It's going to probably move another 10, 15 million easily for the holiday season. And then they have Zelda next year. If that hits next year, the problem with Zelda is that like they don't even have a title yet. And that's even for like Breath of the Wild, they had a title for that game like in 2015, right? Because that game was originally supposed to come out in 2015. And we all know it came out in 2017, February of 2017. So that's almost 2 years of it. Well, that is 2 years of a delay. So like they always do this with Zelda. Like usually when a game gets delayed, it actually has a date before, and they never had a date for this. They just say winter 20, whatever it was, because originally they were thinking about releasing this in 2020, then 2021, now like 2023, but they don't have a date. They don't have a title. So I'm not sure why they do this. It doesn't seem like, this is a game that's close to a release, but what do I know?
No, I agree. I truly agree. It's, I still find it weird that they're referring to it as like the sequel to Breath of the Wild. It's like, okay, like just, and if I remember right, didn't someone say like, oh, the title, the reason why we're not announcing the title is because the title like has something to do with the story or something like that?
Yeah, it might have a spoiler, but eventually you'll have to release the game anyway.
Well, so that's what I don't understand.
It will have if it has a spoiler in the title, it will have it before launch.
No matter what?
So, unless exactly. They're gonna, I don't know. Maybe it reveals a character or something, but maybe they're gonna release it, and you'll find out the title of the game when you go on the eShop or when you go to the store.
That's what I never. I didn't understand with that sort of thing. It's like, what? The Legend of Zelda: The Death of Ganon.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks. You just spoiled it anyway. I haven't played it yet. I just downloaded it. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. I don't get it. But I'm kind of happy because I was kind of wondering what my the holiday period was going to look like. I was getting a little not nervous, but like absolutely, I want to check that out. And I was getting kind of like, how does Scarlet and Violet like play into this? Because like if both are hitting in November or something, I was like, what? But I'm happy that this happened. I think it makes perfect sense. And also, like, I agree with you. Based on what we've even seen, it seems like crazy early. But this is classic. This is classic Nintendo. You know, like, this is what they do. This is what they've always done, where they're like, you know, they'll talk, especially with Zelda, like, we don't know anything. And then they'll just say like, okay, well, here, you know, and they'll show like, you'll have like a demo or they'll have something or whatever. I'm really curious to see how this goes, especially with like all the Elden Ring sort of talk, which I thought would be right up your alley, by the way. Like, I thought that was something that you might actually dig. I'm too much of a baby. I'm just now, especially now with the limited time I have, like, yeah, no way.
I had trouble with the Legends Arceus boss fights, so I don't think I'll be playing Elden Ring anytime soon, especially since it's not on the Switch. So well, that's the main issue there.
Yeah. Well, anyways, yeah. So, I mean, we'll see. Yeah, I am looking forward. Obviously, I'm looking forward. I put in a lot of time in the original, and I loved. It was weird because it was like, at first, I remember like when I first played it, where I was like, I don't know, man. Like, what's all this all about? Like, I don't think we ever did a podcast where I articulated that because it was so brief. The feeling that I had was so brief. But I remember like when I first like booted it up type of thing, where I was like, okay, it's, you know, it's all right. Like, I wasn't immediately like, wow, dude, this is amazing. But it's once you like, you know, you run up, you get out of that little starting area and you see the camera pull back and you can kind of go everywhere. And I started to mess around, you know, like some of the physics stuff and whatever. That's when I started to be like, okay, this is pretty wild, you know. And I liked how there were events that like with the dragons there where they would like just pop out and like you'd see them like, you know, flying around. You had no idea like what the hell this was about. It was so evident that like a lot of care, you know, like went into this, and there was so many like little hidden things here and there and all over the place. I'm actually really looking forward to that because I mentioned I played through Horizon, the new one there, Forbidden West, and beautiful, right? Like truly like gorgeous, but I don't know what it is. I'm not overwhelmed. Like, I know you used to say that all the time, like with open world games, you get like overwhelmed. There was so much stuff to do and whatever. I didn't find it so much that, more the, I don't know. It's, I don't know. Like, as I'm getting older, I just find if you don't if you don't have something where I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool, like with Zelda, like the hidden stuff, you know, where you're like, hey, is that the Temple of Time? Or, hey, was that the, you know, and you notice little things and I have a little bit of a nostalgia for it. With Horizon, it was like a beautiful landscape, so many things to do. But when I finished the main story, I was like, okay, like, all right, you know, it's a solid like 8 type of game for me now today. Like, it's okay. And I'm looking forward, I'm hoping anyway, that this sequel has, to Breath of the Wild, has that same, you know, oh, that's kind of cool. Look at what's happening over there. And then you go and you investigate and you see, like, you know, moblins fighting each other or a dragon goes by or whatever. But I don't know if it's going to be able to capture the same, like, essence, because going from, what was the one that was released before it? Was it the Link to the Past there, the sequel?
Link Between Worlds was 2013. So yeah, it would have been released before, Breath of the Wild. Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. Because that one was amazing. That one was like amazing. I actually just went back, I think it was earlier this year or late last year, I went back and replayed that one because I love that. That was awesome. And like, you're not going to get the same feeling again, right? Because being innovative and fresh and new is, it's a one-time event. Like, so when this one comes out, like the expectation, in other words, is going to be even higher. People are going to demand more, and I'm hoping that it can give me the same sort of feeling that I don't get from Horizon. I don't know if I'm making sense. Am I even speaking English?
I don't know, probably. But yeah, I get what you mean. I just, for me, open world games, like with Zelda, what happened, like I played it and I had a lot of fun with it, but it just, there was so much stuff to do, and often I would explore, get to a situation or to a point where I'd find something and not have the tools to solve that particularly puzzle or whatever the case may be. And then I would get discouraged because then I would be like, I made it all this way and I would have to come back later. I don't like that. I don't know if that makes sense. A lot of people don't mind that stuff. They like to be encouraged to go back to a place. I'm just lazy. If I make all the effort to go to a place, and then I don't have the particular tools needed to solve that particular puzzle, and I have to come back later, I'm not going to do that unless it's a Pokemon game or something that I can play with my hands tied behind my back. Mm-hmm. So that's a problem with me for most open world games. So we'll see. I know that the big change to that one is going to be more focused in the skies. So probably we'll be able to fly and stuff like that. We shall see. I don't expect this one to get like the crazy Metacritic scores the original did, but sales-wise, it should do pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think sales-wise, absolutely. I think this is... I think that's it, to be honest. I think it's like Animal Crossing type of thing. I think moving forward, I think those series are pretty well solidified now that it's going to be pretty wild to see where those series go. And to be honest, it's one of the reasons I'm really curious about Pokemon itself is like I can't get over the sales, man. Like the sales have been just, I mean, for Pokemon, it's always been a huge seller, but it's just that like you said the other day, right? Like you were saying about Sword and Shield, like that they've passed, I forget which one's
Gold and Silver, yeah.
Yeah.
They're now the second best-selling games in the franchise, still behind Red, Blue, Yellow, which will never be surpassed, let's be honest. I think those sold 40 or 50 million copies, so nobody. But the thing with Pokemon is that it's not a game that you get every 5 years. It's a yearly series, so that's what makes those sales as impressive, because you might look at Animal Crossing, which is near 40, and say, well, Pokemon Sword and Shield doesn't reach that, but if you put like Pokemon Sword and Shield, Pokemon Let's Go, BESP, yeah, yeah. Legends Arceus, which all came out, like they're well above Animal Crossing. So it's still, that's pretty much impressive that people still buy these games every year. My question to you is, I've been out of this, like probably even more than you, because there's stuff that Like, I don't even know anything that's not Nintendo related, and even then. So what games do they have? Because I don't think they have as much games coming out as they used to. So maybe this is indicating that the Switch 2 is closer than I think, because they used to have a lot more releases. Now they just released Kirby, yeah. I believe, in the Forgotten Land last week. Yeah. And besides that, I don't even know what's their next games this year. I know they have Zelda on the pipeline. I know they still have Metroid Prime 4. Eventually, we don't know. We know even less about that game than we do about Zelda. Yeah. I think there's another Fire Emblem Warriors type of game coming out.
Yeah.
And besides that, I don't know. I assume that they have a Metroid Prime trilogy plan for when Metroid Prime 4 is closer. And probably, they're working on the next 3D Mario game. Odyssey was out in 2017. So they're probably 5 years into that game. So I wouldn't be surprised if that game is announced eventually. And that game probably might be announced and then released a few months later. That worked with Odyssey. So, and that didn't prevent it from selling like crazy. So that's it. Besides that, you can always count on Pokemon every year, but Animal Crossing is already out. Smash Brothers is already out. Mario Kart, maybe they'll get a new Mario Kart for the Switch. It's technically Mario Kart 8 was a Wii U game, but that game sold 40 million copies and they're releasing DLC. Are they really going to release Mario Kart 9 next year? Or are they still planning on selling the crap out of Mario Kart 8? So who knows? The games I just listed, Animal Crossing, Mario Kart, what's the other one I listed? Super Smash Brothers. Those are usually one game per console type of deal. So what do they have left besides Mario 3D and Zelda? Do they have anything else I'm missing?
I mean, the other one mentioned yesterday to you, but I used to consider it not a big seller was, what is it, Xenoblade Chronicles 3.
That's right. But this is this year, right?
Even that sells 2 million copies. it's crazy. But I don't know. I mean, the short answer is I don't know. I don't know what's coming. I just know that more and more, I mean, I'm out of it as well, but I know that more and more those discussions are happening, right? Like you're hearing more and more rumblings of something else in the pipeline with regards to hardware and stuff. But you just can never trust any of this. I mean, how long have we heard about a Switch Pro? Pretty much since the second day that Switch was available. We heard about rumblings of a Switch Pro and that never happened. We got the OLED, but that's not a Pro. It's the same exact thing. So I don't know. I really don't know what where they go. I mean, for you, you don't care. You've got your Pokemon, so you're content. You're happy. You can just go about living your life. That's it.
I was just thinking about they need software, obviously, to keep pumping out or keep selling more Switches. And I'm not sure. Maybe they have something. Maybe someone in the comments will mention me all the list of games they have planned for this year, and I'll be surprised. But we'll see. So next up, and my only other topic that I have, unless you pull out something out of your ass, but it's I wanted your further discussion impressions of Legends Arceus, which we've talked about in a lot last week, and we had a few comments. Cranberry left a very long, interesting comment on it. I was wondering what your thoughts were on that game since you've played it a lot more since then.
Yeah, so greatest game ever made. No. Okay, so first off, with Cran's comments, I think what she wrote seems to be a lot of what I've been hearing from a lot of different folks, right? It's cool to have something new. It's, to have something different, to have this, to have that, and whatever. And I'm not here to debate that or not. It's more, I just didn't like the, I think it's called the rotation or whatever, the gameplay rotation, how you, what happens, right? So if we were to take a traditional game, is you'd go from essentially one village, you go off on the road, right? You fight every trainer imaginable, catch a few pokes here and there, get to another village. There'll probably be a gym. From the gym, you eventually make your way to the Elite Four and eventually challenge the champion, become the champion, have some post-game stuff, have some legendary pokes and stuff, and away you go, right? And then, of course, you have all the meta game, which is all the multiplayer component and all of that, right? The breeding, all that kind of stuff. And that's the game's rotation, right? Like, that's the way it works. Whereas with Zelda, as an example, traditionally anyway, you'd go from one area to the next, find a dungeon, get a weapon, traverse more areas, and so on and so forth. And with this particular one, it just felt very, ironically, very restrictive, which I know might be kind of weird, but hear me out. The rotation seems to be like you just have your town, and then from the town, you'll get requests or the main story, which sends you out to these like locked areas that are like Sword and Shield's like open areas, but they're just those, you know, those maps, if you will, that you can go around and, you know, collect your different pokes or do whatever the request is. And then that's the rotation. Like, it just seems like that's it. And in order to progress, because they lock you out of these different areas, you have to get these research points or whatever they're called in order, like those stars, in order to traverse to the next area. And those stars are essentially act like gyms, basically, in the sense that like pokes levels are locked behind those star rankings. Now, I don't know what happens. I'm currently star rank 6. So I don't know what happens after. And when I unlocked the 6th star rank, it allowed me to use pokes up to level 80. Yeah, I think it was 80. So I'm just curious, because there's still 7, 8, 9, 10. What happens with those? I mean, I can't imagine, like, 7, I would assume, is what, 90? 100? Like, I can't imagine it being 85. That would be stupid, you know? So to me, those star ranks act as your, like, the lockouts that previously your gyms had, except the star rank is directly locked into those like points or whatever it is that you get from your Pokedex. And the thing that I don't like, the rotation, I don't know if I'm using the right terminology, but it's just, I find the rotation is boring. Like, I just don't find it a good rotation. And I'll be honest, if there was no exclusive pokes, I think I would stop playing it, to be honest. I just don't. I'm pulling an old Jared, where, you know, I can play a game for 46 hours and go, yeah, no, I didn't like it. And yeah, it's the truth. It's like, I just find it, I just don't understand what is happening right now with everybody's like, oh my God, it's like amazing, best like entry in the series and stuff. And I'm very perplexed, because to get those points, it's kind of ridiculous. Like, capture 25 of the poke, you know, evolve the poke, like 3 times, 4 times, 5 times. And it's like, some of them, you know, it's like friendship, let's say, related to like evolve the poke. Do you honestly think I want to do that 5 times? Like, I don't know if there's items or whatever that can make that easier. Right now, you haven't needed to do that, right? Like, right now, in order to get level 10 on the, what is it called? What the hell is that stupid thing called?
Research level 10, the Pokedex?
Yeah, the research. Yeah, exactly. So the research levels, that's been relatively painless. It has been. You catch, like, say, 3 or 4, evolve 1. And if they're like level-based evolutions, I think it's a Chansey, I think. Is that the one that gives a lot of EXP?
Yeah.
Chansey, yeah. Yeah, so there's a Chansey. There's an Alpha Chansey that's located on the first map that you just, I just go to beat the crap out of him with that lovely... what is it? Machamp? Mm-hmm. Is that how, yeah, that you traded me, which was awesome. Thank you for that. That evolution there. So, like, he can one-shot the Chansey. Boom, there you go. You go from, like, level 1 to level, like, 27 or something like that, like, or somewhere around there. So that's easy, right? Like, that's no problem. Boom, perfect. There you go. You got your research level 10, and away you go. But clearly, the rotation long term, I'm assuming anyway, would be to complete those whatever research tasks or whatever the hell they're called. And I can't even imagine anyone doing that. Like, I just can't imagine. And certain things are locked behind certain levels and all of this. Like, for me, I'm just like, I'm going to finish it. I'm going to collect any of the, you know, anything that's exclusive to it. So in the eventuality that, Pokemon Home becomes compatible with it, that I can transfer the pokes out or whatever it is for home. But I don't understand what's going on. I thought, like, last night I was sitting on my sofa and I was playing in Portable and I was like, did I have a stroke? And I just didn't know it. Cause I'm like, I actually went on YouTube and I was checking, like, are we the only people that, like, feel this? Like, what the hell? And I found a few videos, but when I, like, I just wanted to hear someone else's, you know, like, thoughts on this. And there are a couple of videos that I found that are very well put together, very well articulated, where the person is saying a lot of the stuff of, like, what you were saying. You're much better at it than I am. For me, I don't understand. Like, I get the open world stuff. I totally understand all of that. I understand them trying to do something different. And listen, as a side game, totally, I'm fine. Honestly, I'm totally fine. But it's rotation. It's gameplay rotation. Like, you don't need to battle, like, almost ever. So it...
And thank God for that, because I hate the battling in this game. I just hate it. It's so simplified for some reason. But yeah, just to cut you off just a bit, I think we are in the minority. Most people seem to really, really love this game, and including some Pokemon fans. And that's fine. Like, obviously, I want as many people as possible to enjoy this game. It's just not for me. And the thing about it being different, it doesn't mean that it's different, that it's good for me. And first of all, I wasn't really looking for something different with Pokemon. I think the main series gameplay loop is almost near perfection. Like, for me, it works. It always had. I like the little improvements each gen has made. Like, now we don't have to worry about HMs anymore. TMs don't break. For competitive use, like, it's, you can make and breed in Sword and Shield a competitive Pokemon with perfect stats in less than 5 minutes. If you've been playing the game, not even as much as I am, but the game gives you all the resources you need. If you do a lot of max raid battles, you have a lot of XP candy. Like, for me, I can bring, like, I'm almost 100 Pokemon, probably from level 1 to level 100 in, like, instantly, because I have, yeah. I probably have almost 999 of the XL and the large candy, XP candy in Sword and Shield. So it takes no time to grind. So all those improvements are there for those that like to battle competitively, which is a minority of us. I'll grant you that, but it's all little improvements like that that I just want the series moving forward to continue doing so. And they have, for the most part. For me, Arceus is kind of a step backward in some issues, like the battling system. And I know that, like, you say it's a side game. Cranberry also mentioned it, and that, but it's technically a main series game. This is not a side game. This is a main series game. It's just different. It has actually brand new Pokemon that have never been able to be captured before, and those will be able to be transferred by home. And that's why, like you, like, I played through the entire game. I completed the decks. I even completed every Pokemon to research level 10. I haven't mastered every Pokemon. I think that's crazy. You can do that if you want. I think that would probably take like 400 hours to do because some of these Pokemon are ridiculously, like, you need to catch like 40 or 50 of those to get like the max rank of that particular task. And that's just not fun. Like, for me, I always like to capture one or two Pokemon, but I don't see the point of needing to capture more. Some fans have mentioned that this is a game about catching Pokemon, so it's nice that the game gives you or forces you or encourages you to catch more Pokemon, since in previous game you don't necessarily catch that many. I've never really agreed with that argument, but it's a valid one. If you want to have it, we can debate it. That's fine. But I just don't see the whole appeal of Legends Arceus. Like, I had fun playing it in some degrees, but I just, like, for me, this could be catastrophic to the series if they implement some of the changes in here in future mainline games. And that's always a scare. Like, you have that scare with Dragon Quest. You don't want the series to go from turn-based battle system to a more action-oriented one. And I feel like that same argument has been punched or knocked out for like many, many years now, that some people want Pokemon to be that. And I would argue that most of these people are not necessarily hardcore fans. And that's not always, you don't always need to only listen to the hardcore fans, obviously. But when you have a series that's selling 20 million copies, even more in the case of Sword and Shield, close to 25. The fans are telling you that this formula that you are having is for the most part working, and that you just need to improve it and not necessarily dramatically change it. And if you do, it must be for the better. And for me, Arceus Legends is for the worst. And that's how I feel. And I'm in the minority of that, and that's fine. But I just think that many people are playing this and are in awe of the changes and what it seems. And I'm pretty sure that if another game like this would be made, I don't think they would be as impressed the second time around as they are now. It's just because it feels new, but I don't think the gameplay is actually better. And I think most people don't even realize it, but maybe they do. Maybe they think it is. Maybe they just have a different opinion than I am. That's fine.
No, it isn't. Not allowed a second opinion. So I had a question for you. I wanted to actually text you yesterday to actually ask you about this. I was curious of your thoughts, but I didn't know we were going to do this. Or it was a couple days ago or whatever. It was before you set this up. So my question is, why don't we... I mean, I don't have anything else to say. I spent the last 3 days doing requests. That's literally all I've been doing. And let me tell you, if this is supposed to be like exciting, it isn't. It's like always the same bloody thing that I'm being asked to do over and over and over and over again. One of the things, I forget if the poke is called Cherim. It's the one that looks like a little apple. I need its evolutionary form, which I don't remember what it's called. Come on. What is it?
It's Cherim. What's the evolution form? Is Cherubi or no? Cherubi is the no. Cherim is the evolved form.
So that's what I need. Okay, so that's what I need. I need that. Okay, and I'm looking and looking and looking. And this was like, you know, like quest 4, you know, type of thing. Like it's an early quest. So I'm like, obviously it will be in the first, you know, in the first little region or whatever. Anyways, I went online because I got so frustrated. And they're like, oh, well, no, you can't. Like, it's a rare drop from Shaking Trees and only in this one area. And so I spent, I'm not kidding, probably 4 hours going around and never once found one of these little buggers. And then I'm like, what am I supposed to even do? Well, it turns out, no, I don't need the poke. I need its freaking research level to be 10. So that's not fun. Like, I'm sorry, but that's just not fun. Like, because it means I need more than one. I'm not going to be able to get level 10 with just one little guy like that.
Sometimes you can with certain pokes, because certain pokes you need to. I don't know about that particularly one. I don't remember. But for certain pokes, you just need to see them use a move like a few times, use a Naja style move. So what I would do is I would murder so many Bidoofs from the first area. Every time I would get a new Pokemon to complete its research, I would just go to the first area and use like a certain move 10 times on Bidoofs, knock them out, use Agile style, because it always moves a research task that are worth double the points. So you can get the ones with had the little arrows, those are worth double the points. So if you get one research task done, it's like
okay, well, I'll check. I'll check because I don't know what I don't know what the requirement is. I was just,
yeah,
you know, I'm just
some Pokemon though. You do need, like, you don't have the option of making them use the move. So you need to catch more or just feed them, show them berries, stuff like that. It's no, I don't find those, those research level tasks amusing. Even worse are some of the side missions they give you. Like every time you need to upgrade the store, you need to find ingredients to give to this old man. It's like, you need to do this like 5 or 6 times. Yep. Incredibly not appealing to me. Like it's, this is not fun. There are so many boring side missions to this game because this mission has no substance. This game has no substance, that it doesn't have much content besides. So the game, to fool you into thinking it's a great game and a complete game and a long game, makes you do tons and tons of side missions. Like I mentioned last week, I think this is a 10-hour game, if that, if it's not for all those tedious side missions, because there's next to no content in this game. But apparently, so, I'm the only one who thinks that.
Well, no, you're not the only one that thinks that. And it's a shame, because I actually wanted us to have like a classic, a debate on this would have been interesting, but.
Well, I think what we'll do is, cause I did the review of BDSP last week too. Once you finish Legends Arceus, I think we can do a dual review. We haven't done one of these in a while, and I think we might do that. It would be easier. It would be fun to have somebody else that has a different opinion than us, of course, maybe presents both sides, but maybe we don't need that. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. So the other thing I wanted to ask you, and maybe we save this for next week or whatever, it's up to you, but I know we spoke about Violet and Scarlet, or Scarlet and Violet, or whatever, however the naming convention is. We talked a little bit, because, I mean, to be fair, there's not much information that's been released. But I wanted to ask, considering, if I'm not, and correct me if I'm wrong with this, but I believe you told me that they did announce that it would be open world, right?
Yep.
Okay. So with that, and literally nothing else except the starters, right? Seeing the starters. I don't think we've seen pretty much anything else.
You do know that it's set in Spain as well. So there's that that I did not mention last week.
Okay, so as the nutcase you are, if you had to take lessons learned, shall we say, or elements from Arceus or Arceus or whatever it's, whatever, what would you actually take? I was curious about this.
Yeah, that's the thing though. I would take some things, because I've mentioned this before. When Let's Go was announced, I was actually way against the removal of random encounters. I was against it. I thought it would be. And then in my review of Let's Go, you can hear me actually saying I was wrong about this. I actually don't want random encounters anymore in Pokemon games. I thought this was fun. So I can actually, go back on my opinions. If I play something and I said it was not what I wanted, and then I played and I realized it is, I will admit that I was wrong, which was the case with this. In Legends Arceus, and I don't know, this comes to BDSP. I don't know why in BDSP, but every time you have a random encounter with a Pokemon, it takes so long for you to actually be able to attack or catch the Pokemon. Like you have that screen, they show you the Pokemon, they show your face. And then for some reason, they show the Pokemon again and your face again. For some reason, they do that. It takes forever. What I like about Legends Arceus is that you can instantly battle a Pokemon without that screen, that loading thing or whatever. Yeah, you don't need to go into another screen. I would like that to do them. I would like them to do that with Scarlet and Violet. That would be fun if you could just see a Pokemon, throw a Pokeball at it and initiate a battle instantly. Like, not sure if they're going to do that. I hope they do. I think that's an improvement Legends Arceus brought. The only question I have is, what do you do if you don't want to initiate a battle? Does the Pokemon ran, what happens if it runs into you? Because I don't want the Pokemon actually attacking you and you having help like in Legends Arceus. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that. Yeah. So maybe they could actually, if the Pokemon runs into you, then you're forced to throw a Pokemon at it. I don't know. I don't know how they work. They work it, because for the most part in Sword and Shield, Pokemon were fairly easy to avoid if you did not want to go into battle with them. Some Pokemon were faster than others. So if you didn't have your bike on you, you could not outrun them. But I don't know. That's the one thing that from Legends RCS I would like for them to adapt. I would not be against the idea of being able to evolve your Pokemon when you feel like it. I think that's pretty neat. Although I also like the evolution happening after a battle. I always like that. It's like rewarding you right away, but I do like the option of evolving them when you want, because technically you still have that. It's sort of, so you can press B to cancel the evolution. Yeah, right. It's just that it will happen every time. You always have to cancel it. Might be a little annoying. So maybe that could be something they implement as well. But there are some strong points with Arceus that I would love for them to carry over the main series game. Those are the main one that I think is no longer having a battle screen. That would be nice. Although I would like them to keep a battle screen for gym battles and for competitive battle, because I think it does make it more epic when you have that battle and that battle music that plays, that scenario, they put you into a room. Like when Sword and Shield, the fact that you could only Dynamax during those gym battles and the Elite Four made sense because they had a big arena.
Yeah.
That was exclusive to that, but it made sense and made those battles way more epic. The fact that you could only Dynamax during the main story like 8 or 9 times, that was awesome. I really liked that aspect of Sword and Shield. So that's something I would like from Arceus, that if they could implement it to Scarlet and Violet, that would be pretty good.
Well, okay, well, thanks. That's what I was curious. Right now, I'm not really comfortable talking too much about that, because, like, I don't know. I mean, some of the stuff, actually, you know what? No, excuse me. One of the things that I've actually enjoyed, now that don't listeners, not really Steven, but for anyone listening, like, I actually really like the seamless transitioning into all your different mounts, if you will. But Sword and Shield, that's what I'm saying. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, Sword and Shield did that fairly well as well, right? You open up your map, you click, I want to go here, and it asks you, well, do you want to fly? Do you want to, like, fly there type of thing? So far, that's why I say I'm not 100% comfortable in talking about all this, because I don't know what's to come. But, like, I like the fact that, like, I'm riding on that, like, not moose thing, but whatever it is. I'm riding on that.
We're deer, yeah.
And I can just jump into the water. It automatically switches. Mm-hmm. Like, I like that. I actually really like that. And I hope something like that finds its way into the next one too, because it's quality of life. Like, it makes it really easy to navigate and go around. And if I jump at like a rock surface, it's like, oh, like press A. You just press A and it'll automatically switch into the other poke. So just little things like that. Like I've enjoyed that. I've actually enjoyed the traversing, but it's not open world. And that annoys me. Mm-hmm. Like, one of the biggest annoyances I have, and maybe you'll tell me, Jared, you're an idiot, you're doing it wrong, but correct me if I'm wrong, but you can't jump from one map to another map, can you?
No. Yeah. No, you have to go back to the town.
Yeah. And that drives me crazy. That's the rotation I'm talking about, where it's ridiculous. Like, I'm like, this is not open world. Like,
no, it's not. Doesn't necessarily need to be, but it is divided into 5 or 6 areas, if you will. And it's not necessarily like most areas, like, they offer something different, but it's the same thing. There's not necessarily anything exciting happening. You just go
and
there
and you something. Like, don't get me wrong, eh? It doesn't need to be like fully open, but I just don't understand why it can't be in one map. Press ZL, right? Mm. To go out, right? Like the view.
The way the game is designed, you have to talk to the professor to get out of the map. And
exactly.
He has to evaluate your Pokédex or whatever you did. You cannot get out of the map without talking
to
the professor, I believe, right?
Yeah, but that is annoying.
Yeah. Unless you don't have actually anything new to add to the dex entries, I think you can walk to the exit and it will ask you if you want to go to the town. But if you have anything to report to the professor, you need to report to the professor before you leave.
But I don't like, to me, it's just, you're delaying. I just don't understand this. It's like, why can't I just run back to town? If better, why can't I just zoom out, go to another map, click on one of the camps, and it teleports me to the camp? Like, what am I not understanding here? Why are you forcing that? Like, that's the thing that I don't understand. I'm like, you can still have it segregated. I'm totally fine with that. Still have the town, still have all of that. But in the rotation or the gameplay loop, the fact that you're, like, forcing me to go to the professor, like, every single time. Because sometimes, like you said, sometimes there'll be a, uni crunchy salt. I don't know. Whatever, right? So I'll go to that map. I'll go find where it is. But in my exploration, I'll be like, oh, I don't, let's say it turns to night or something. I don't know. And they're like, oh, I don't have that poke. So I'll just, go and I get that poke. I can't just go back and submit my, the request. Now I have to go back, go see the prof, click in the thing, do the thing. And every time you've got menus that are popping up and everything. Yes, you can cancel them with B or whatever. But like, why are you opening up the Pokedex and stuff? Like, why are you even doing that? So then, you cancel out. Then it's like, okay, well, now what do you want to do? And one of the options is basically like, no, nothing. So I'm like, well, then why would I speak to you if, like, I don't want to do anything?
Have you been picking up parcels, by the way, left by others?
Parcels?
Yeah, sometimes you can find
parcels. Oh, yes. Yeah, well, apparently this guy is hated. So no one ever picks up my damn parcels.
Really?
I
died a few times and my parcels were picked up like 5 minutes later and you got some of the
items. Lucky you, because I still have one from like 4 days ago. And I keep telling myself,
which area you dropped it off, because I'm pretty sure since you're on my front list, I could go there and see it and pick it up for you. Because this is something that's pretty cool in that game, that it, when you recover stuff, you feel useful, you're helpful, but you also get merit points, which can get you useful evolutionary items, among other things. So that, like, that Machamp trade we did, you could have bought a Link cable and evolved it on your own. There are also, those are not really that crucial because that it's easy to do a trade, but some of the other evolutions that are harder to find those items. You can just buy them. I did that for a few Pokemon as well. And it's always fun just to not actually be able to play this game and complete the decks without having to do a single trade. That's pretty fresh for the series. I don't mind trading. I always thought that trading was one of the strengths of this series. But it's fun that for like some of these Pokemon, let's say you're Jared and you don't have any friends, you can actually buy a Link cable and just evolve them, like, because that one was a shiny. So a shiny, you want to evolve it, obviously, because you can find pretty much every form of Pokemon out there in the wild at some point. But yeah, I think that's a pretty cool feature. So be sure to grab those parcels when you see them.
I am. But I keep telling myself that I'm like, it's Steven that has my parcel and it's only in his, and he's purposely being a douchebag not getting it. Cause I'm like, what the hell? Like, I don't understand. I only died twice so far, and apparently I have a thing for suicide. I keep jumping off mountains and just – I'm like, that's it, life. I can't take it anymore. And some douchebag out there has my damn parcel and refuses to give it back. So, I always do that. I haven't used anything for the merit stuff. I actually got one of those Link cables it must have been an alpha. It had to have been an alpha.
Yeah, you can get them through like outbreaks and stuff like that as well. Pokemon evolve through that. They can drop that. Have you done any of the distortion things yet?
Those big globes that appear? I've only seen two of those. The first one was a WTF moment because it was right when I first started. So I don't know, I'm making this up, but I was like level 3, 4. It wasn't that low. I was probably like level 10 or something. And I went in there and I just got surrounded by aggressive dudes. And I just got lucky.
Kill you.
I got lucky that my character was like my poke was strong against whatever type it was, so I actually survived. I didn't get killed totally. And then the second time, I think it glitched because it came, like it said, there's a distortion field or whatever it's called. I went in there and it had the graphical effect of, you know, like where it's all that whatever different color or whatever it is. And there was nothing around.
Yeah. Did you wait? Because they usually pop and then it takes about 5-10 minutes before the effect takes place.
Oh,
they want to give you time. They want to give you time to get there.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Before it popped. Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, you have to get there and then you wait a bit because they want to give you time to get there because it only lasts about 3 minutes once it starts. Okay. And then some Pokemon are, you can only find them there and you can get some of those rare items in there as well. Okay. So.
Okay, yeah. But they haven't popped like.
Yeah, no, that's frustrating because some Pokemon can only be found in there. And at the end of the game, I was only missing like a few Pokemon from my decks, including the fossils. And the fossils can only be found in certain maps in those areas. And you can stay in an area and then get lucky and get a distortion zone 2 minutes in, or it can take 45 minutes or an hour or more because the way it works is every 5 minutes, there's a chance for it to spawn.
Okay.
So it doesn't spawn. You have to wait another 5 minutes. Another 5 minutes, it doesn't spawn. You have to wait. So it can only, it has basically, how many? There's like 60 divided by five. That's 12. So it has, in an hour, you have 12 chance for it to spawn. If it doesn't spawn, well, there's nothing you can do. So that's
no, something. No, thank you. I'm not, not interested in that. Like I said, I won't complete the decks. There's no way.
Yeah, the thing is, if you don't complete the decks, you cannot get Arceus. That's the problem. If you don't complete the decks, don't need to do.
I thought you had to finish the story. You have to finish.
Yeah, you have to finish the story, and then the next mission. You don't remember the first thing Arceus tells you at the beginning of the game is seek out all Pokemon.
Oh,
then you come find me.
What
so
about
you? Don't need to do research level 10 to get Arceus, but you do need to get each Pokemon at least once in your decks captured to get the Arceus fight and be able to add him to your party, and then vice versa, go to BDSP and get the item for you to be able to catch Arceus in
but
BDSP.
Do you need the full national dex in that one?
The national dex, you just need the national dex unlocked. You probably have that.
Yeah, I do. I just
that's
don't
all
have
you need. You don't need to complete the dex in BDSP. You just need to have the national dex.
Yeah,
unlocked.
I got that.
You also have to have captured Arceus in Arceus Legends because it says complete all missions. He's a main mission is to catch him. So you'll need to complete the dex if you want to catch Arceus. But you don't have to. I mean, you probably have an Arceus or two already from like past distributions.
I know, but still, it's still.
It's like the only way to capture him is through that these two games. Well, BDSP, you can capture it the traditional way. In Arceus Legends, you just need to do those boring battles and he joins you after. So, but I believe there was an event in Soul Silver, Heart Gold that was released. You had to go to an eBay or GameStop and then they would grant you the event that was in your game so you can catch in them. But obviously, I never did that, so... And that's long gone. I think you can still technically go on eBay and buy that cartridge that they would use to the stores to distribute the event, but that's a lot of money if you want that. So this is the only way to actually capture Arceus, and you can have an Arceus in BDSP in whatever ball you want. It's going to be hard, but you can capture Arceus in the
premier ball
if you want. Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, man. Well, I'm looking at the time here. You might as well wrap up, see? And you were worried it would be short.
Yeah. No, so we're fine. If we're going to talk about Pokemon, I can always find a way to talk about Pokemon for hours. So thanks again for watching. Hopefully we can keep doing this on a regular basis. And we'll see you next time.